Fall Cities Conference will be the East Central Nebraska Conference, and Syracuse is out of the Capital Conference. Fall City will be in the C2 district this year, and again, Syracuse bumps up. They go to B2. They're at Fort Calhoun. Sorry, Fall City is at Centennial. With me tonight, I have longstanding head coach of the Fall City Tigers, Roger Wendell. Welcome, Roger.
How's it going, Troy?
It feels weird to call you Roger.
Yeah.
He's my big brother. What do you think tonight, Coach?
Well, it's been an interesting duel over the years. At times, Fall City has dominated, and then I hear of lately, it seems like Syracuse has got our number. So I'm hoping somewhere along the line we kind of turn it back around. We had some real interesting duels in the late 90s and early 2000s when we both had pretty solid teams, and it was a fun duel to watch and coach.
Yeah, and one of the bigger changes as we went through the years here, they do have girls wrestling involved now. Right now, Syracuse is co-opting their girls program with Weeping Water, so that's why it's a boys-only duel for right now. Now hopefully, the girls' numbers gets up for Syracuse to host their own team. But, again, boys only because of that fact right there.
And I did not know that, Coach. I was wondering about that. You know,
this is the first year Syracuse has had a girls' interested program.
Okay.
But, again, I don't know how many are out. I just know they're co-op with Weeping Water.
Okay.
All right, on the Facebook page, if anybody's paying attention, I posted the pictures of the order of events. At 6 o'clock, they're going to have the dance team, followed by 3 JV matches, then 6:35-ish, and again, these times are all estimates, national anthem, then varsity introductions, and then we're going to start wrestling. But again, 3 JV matches as it stands right now. All right, I'm going to run down through the Fall City roster, and again, this is all could be changing. Open at 106. 113, Dayton Sneathen. 120, Ryder Holman. Open at 26. 132, Tristan Randall. 138, Kate Cottle. 144, Caden Collier. 150, Orion Cottrell. 157, Brandon Collier. 165, Ashton Martin. 175, Wesley Vitale. 190, Brantley Sells. 215, Jaden Morales. 285, Chase Simpson. Head coaches are Nick Kraft and Quentin Coatney, and your assistants, Jake Babb, Jake Cochran, along with your volunteers of Keith Gilkerson, Robert Gilkerson, and me whenever the heck I get up there about once a week. For Syracuse, 106, Grayson Walters, 113, Caden Caldell, 120, Brock Goble, 126, Blake Warren, 32, Oliver McIntosh, 38, Tristan Sisko, 44, Maddox Stubendick, 150, Caden Kanacki, 157, Dax Peterson, 165, Braden Campbell, 175, Wyatt Higgins, 190, Brody Brandt, 215, Marcos Barron, heavyweight Hunter Hawley. Head coach is Jeremy Goble, and as he gave us this lineup, he said, I have to give a shout-out to his wife, Lisa. So there's Lisa. She keeps him in line and keeps
Remember,
him.
She was a Borg.
Yep, she's a Borg, so we have ties to Fall City. And I talked to one of the grandparents today on my mail route, so I know he's wearing his green, even though he's from Fall City. Assistant coaches Scott Crook and Jay Sorensen. All right, Coach Wendell, a little bit of history for Fall City.
Well, we started the wrestling program in 1967.
67.
And basically, over the years, would you believe, we've only had four coaches since it's really gone on.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Acton was the first coach, and he was there about two or three years. And then in 1969 or 70, this is off the top of my head, Coach Munn took over. I was with him for 5 years. I started in 87 with him, and after 5 years, he retired, and I took over the program until 2013, I think.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. And as you said, we lose track of all of this as we get older.
And I guess I lied, because in there we had a coach slip in for a year, Valentine. And then Coach Kraft come along, and then Coatney come along, and they kind of done it through the last 5 years, 6 years.
I'm going to say six off the top of my head.
Okay. And stuff. And we've had pretty good tradition in Fall City. Our first medal winner, I believe, was in like, I'm not be wrong here, 19...
I got my answer right here. I'll check in you.
1972?
Eight.
Doug
Troll.
No. We had one before that.
All right. On the NSAA website, it doesn't say that. As a champion.
Not a champion. I said medal.
Okay.
Medal.
Okay. This is champions only.
Steve Johansson was
there
the first medal.
Okay. All right.
And that's why... And then our first state champion was in 1978.
There you go.
Yes.
And the last state champion?
Was Brad Oberdeen in 1995.
And as for Fall City goes, we've only had, as a team, we've never been a state champ, but we've been a runner-up once.
Yeah, 1989.
And
we placed, would you believe, only five guys that year. We have done that in the other years and didn't finish quite that high.
Yeah.
So. Just unusual, but that year it was just a dogfight all the way around.
There you go. As far as Syracuse, a little bit of history. Their first state champion was in 1982, Darren Littner, and their last state champion was last year.
Yep.
All right. At 106 in Class C, Brock Goble.
We should see
him again tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Right now he's scheduled to wrestle at 120. We'll see. And again, this is part of wrestling. There's always that little chess match going on if we want to bump people up or bump them around. Again, Fall City is open in a few weights. Syracuse is not. So it would be easier for Fall City to bump around, but probably won't see that a lot tonight. But you never know.
Right.
And again, if there are some bumpings going on, I hope I can bring up my track wrestling so I know which Syracuse wrestler is out there because we don't know them very well. I know by face who the Fall City wrestlers are, but again... We'll do the best we can with, now Coach Goble said he wasn't going to do that, but he could have been his coaching face on too.
Yeah.
We know how that goes.
Yes.
But team colors for tonight, Fall City black, orange, and white, Syracuse green, black, and white. Over on the Sunny Channel tonight, Randy and Cody are over in St. Joe for the Missouri 8-Man State Championships, Rockport versus Worth County at 7 o'clock. All right, not till 7 though. All right, we're just going to keep talking here until the dance team is ready to come, and then we'll send it back to Aaron in the studio. But again, next coverage for KTNC will be tomorrow night, right back here. Randy Gatula will have the girls and boys basketball at Syracuse. All right, over on KLZA Sunny, they will have the Mound City basketball tournament. All right, for wrestling purposes, the next girls' competition will be tomorrow at the Doan Invite, so it's the first time the girls went up there.
22 teams there.
22, yeah. And again, first time the Fall City's been there. Now, I don't know if this is the first time for the Doan Invite, but first time Fall City's been there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. For the boys wrestling, they'll be in competition again Saturday at Omaha North. Let's see. That's about all we need for that right now. I see the dance team walking out. So, Aaron, we're going to send it back to you. And, again, we're just going to guess about a two-minute timeout here for the dance team to perform. So, you're listening to High School Wrestling on KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1, or MSCSports.net.
This wrestling season, the action doesn't stop on the mat. It comes alive on the air. Fall City Wrestling Club is proud to help sponsor every slam, takedown, and victory on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. From hometown heroes to unforgettable rivalries, we're excited to bring you the matches, the moments, and the excitement all season long. It's time to support the athletes who make Fall City and the surrounding communities proud. Fall City Wrestling Club, building strength, building character, building champions. On and off the mat.
Looking to build your dream home or finally tackle that kitchen remodel? Since 2010, Jackson Construction has been your locally trusted, family-owned construction service, specializing in new homes, additions, decks, and more. Co-owners Joe and Rachel Jackson aren't just another project team. They're a part of your local community. So call Joe today at 402-245-8360 to talk over your next building project. Jackson Construction. Building quality. Building trust. Building with you.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Syracuse High School as we get set for some JV matches here with the Fall City visiting Syracuse. All right, again, some of our coverage of high school wrestling on Sunny 101 KTNC is brought to you tonight thanks to these premier sponsors. And again, Jackson Construction, your locally owned, operated construction company and serving the tri-state area. F&M Bank of Fall City, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. El Camino Electric, electric service you can count on. All right, so first up here on the JV side, about 157. From Fall City will be Zane Elms. For Syracuse will be Drew. I'm going to butcher this name, I'm sorry. Greipenstroh. All right, so again, shaking hands. This will start the season for 2025-26 Fall City High School wrestling season. Zane Elms in the black singlet with the orange tiger on the back, and I'm just going to call him Drew because I'm going to butcher that name all night while we're here, with the green singlet with a white stripe down the back side with Syracuse spelled out on the back. Syracuse tries in on the single leg. Zane does a good job sprawling, but not a very good job spinning around him. Syracuse is going to get the three-point takedown. They changed that rule last year.
Yes, they did. Yeah, it's more important for kids to get better on their feet, boy, because you give up 3 points, it's sometimes hard to come back in a match.
Definitely. When I was helping with the girls last year, that's the first thing I told them. I said, we got to get better on our feet. Syracuse doing a good job of riding them, but now just cut Zane with a minute 10 left here. Zane will get the one-point escape, trailing 3-1. On our feet here in the... I've got a green Dulmer mat with a black circle with the Syracuse Rocket insignia right in the middle. Again, Drew taking a shot on Zane. Zane doing a nice sprawl here, but again, doesn't have his leg cleared out. Looks like he's trying to set up a cradle here.
When he spins around, he goes over the back instead of bumping forward and really coming across where he needs to, Coach. So until he gets that spin around a little more correct, he's going to struggle with it. Got a nice cross face on. It's helping.
Yep, there we go. Zane got him flat and got him circled behind and get his three takedown there. So Zane's up 4-3 now. 22 seconds left here in the first period.
Getting a little high. He needs to watch. He needs to take the head to the leg instead of the other way. Oh, boy. Here he goes.
Zane's
got a hold. He's like, keep a hold of that ankle, young man.
5 seconds.
Keep a hold of that ankle. Push the head down. I know I'm talking strategy here, but...
Yeah, that's all right. So that's the end of the first period. Zane has a lead 4-3. In a JV match, the referee will flip the disc here to decide. Zane looks to the corner of Coach Kraft and wants to go neutral. Whether he wanted to go neutral or not, but Coach Kraft told him neutral. And Zane looks like to be a little tired already because he didn't have his foot on the line to start. Got our first caution. So, again, back to our feet. Zane's got the lead 4-3. Zane's got a right-hand collar tie here.
Kind of just hanging on that head, Coach. He's trying to look for that headlock instead of trying to muscle through. He's got the head pushed down. He's got a decent sprawl, but he needs to keep his hips down. Keep the head down. He's got to get off his knees and keep those legs back. Get the toes out of the mat. Keep the hips flat. Keep the hips flat.
There you go. Got out of bounds. Clock will stop at minute 33. Still Zane leads 4-3. Another one of the rule changes in rule maybe again this year is that out of bounds. As long as one person has their point of contact in bounds, the match can keep wrestling. So you can have three in a neutral position where they're at right now. 3 feet can be out of bounds. As long as 1 foot is in, they're still in bounds. All right, so again, minute 20 left here in the second. Zane leads 4-3. We're in neutral position. Zane doing a little bit of hand fighting. He's got to get that collar tie off from what Drew
needs to move his feet to the left, Coach, and he could, and get some action in his feet. Got him planted in the mat pretty hard.
There's a shot by Syracuse. He gets in a little deep, but again, Zane's got a nice sprawl.
He needs to keep that head pushed down. He's doing a good job there. Keep that head pushed down.
This is where Zane had trouble earlier. Spinning around behind, but again, he's doing a good shove in the head.
Yes. Get his weight down. He's looking for a muscle and moving.
There he spins. Oh, didn't get it all the way though. Spin drill didn't work.
He's still going over the back. He's got to go and bump him forward. Otherwise, he's going to get in trouble.
Zane gets popped to his hip, and he's in trouble here, laying on his hip. Syracuse still has
a leg,
and he's trying to step over, but Zane's doing a decent job fighting out with 20 seconds.
Run that far side half. He's running that far side half.
Ooh, referee's called stalemate.
Good.
I don't know. We had a far side half.
Yeah.
Anyway, 15 seconds left in the second period. Zane leads 4-3. And we're still neutral.
I think Zane's a little bit stronger than this young man, which helps sometimes. But he kind of relies on that strength sometimes. He needs to move his feet a little more so he can get better position.
There's the end of the second. All right, Zane leads 4-3, and it's going to be Syracuse's choice, and they choose to go bottom. All right, Syracuse trails by one at 157 in the first JV match. Drew Greppenstro hits the stand-up, having trouble getting away, but again, if Zane doesn't bring him back, there he goes. Zane now brings him back. And that's one of the newer rules in the last 5 years. If we stay too much in the neutral position, standing behind, we can get called for stalling. But again, now Drew hits the stand-up, and Zane just cuts him. We're tied at four. Drew comes in hard with a nice shot. Zane having a tough time getting his legs away this time.
No, he's got him split a little bit, Coach. Now he needs a cross face. Get that cross face on him. Get it behind him. There we go.
Zane got him broke down to his belly and finally got around to the back to get that 3-point takedown. Zane leads 7-4. Minute 20 left in the third. Zane leads 7-4. We're over on close to the out of bounds on the far side away from us. Zane's trying to get the half in on the top. Now he's going to pump him forward and try and get some legs in. But again, Drew's doing a good job with the base on the bottom.
Yep. You need to make sure you don't get too high here, Coach, and get in trouble.
Got warning on Syracuse stalling, but Zane...
Why'd he cut? Oh,
Zane didn't understand what was going on there. Zane thought the referee stopped it with the warning, but we didn't, so Syracuse gets a point escape. We're back to neutral. Zane leads 7-5 with 47 seconds left. So there's a good learning moment right there early in the season. Don't stop till that referee touches you. Neutral right in the middle of the mat. Zane's doing a right-hand collar tie.
He's a little tired, Coach, so I hope he keeps good head position and kind of moves his feet laterally, not forward and backward, but left to right, right to left.
30 seconds left. Zane leads by 2, 7-5. Third period. JV match.
Don't be reaching. Maintain head control, and there you go. Good job. Don't get in a hurry. You're getting in a hurry.
Yep, Drew took the shot. He's got in on the leg. But again, this is where Zane has spent most of the match already.
Keep that ankle. Keep bumping him down.
5 seconds. That'll be the match. At JV 157, Zane Elms will get a 7-5 victory. We'll send him back to Aaron in the studio for a 30-second break. This is the High School Wrestling on KTNC.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Syracuse High School here with High School Wrestling. Fall City visiting Syracuse. Now in front of us is the JV match at 215. For Fall City will be Brandon Painter, and for Syracuse will be Connor Gates. Now I didn't pay attention to what happened right there. Syracuse got the takedown, but did he take the shot?
Yes, he did. He shot a power double. Basically, Brandon wasn't setting in position ready to go, Coach.
Okay. Just step on that line?
Yep, you got to be ready.
All right, so Syracuse leads 3-0 early here in the first period of the 215 JV portion. And Connor Gates, a Syracuse wrestler, he's got Brandon broken down flat here on the out of bounds close to us. Again, the out of bounds has changed again. One point of emphasis has to be inbound, so they can have most of their body out as long as one point is in. Brandon's having trouble laying flat on his belly here. He's got to get his knees, feet, toes in the mat.
Right, toes in the mat.
There, he's trying to get up there.
He needs to do a little more swiveling with his hips, and he's got a chance to get up.
Now Syracuse is going to cut him here. Connor Gates just turns him loose, gives him one point escape. We're back to our feet with a minute left in the first period.
Better sprawl there. Better sprawl, ready to go better this time.
Connor comes in with the left-handed collar tight, setting up his shot. And again, Brandon's doing a much better job. Well, he was, as soon as I say it. We got dumped to our hip, we got taken down. So Connor Gates gets the three-point takedown for Syracuse. They're up 6-1 with 30 seconds left here in the first. Again, Brandon's flat on his belly here. Brandon's got to do a moving those hips. There we go. Well, we were starting to turn the corner. But again, Gates is doing pretty good on top.
Got good forward pressure on him. On our Brandon.
His toes are in the mat.
Yes, yes, yes. Good forward pressure, putting pressure down on us. So, for a young freshman, sometimes it's very difficult for them working from the bottom. They don't quite understand where they got to get their hips and their feet involved as well.
Yep. Now, as you say that, where'd my roster go? Because I'm pretty sure the boys' roster is there. Brandon Fainter's a sophomore.
Okay.
I was thinking he was, but I wanted to double check. Who had choice there?
I did not catch it.
They went neutral, whoever took choice. Syracuse, Connor Gates gets the takedown here with a minute 47 in the second to take a 9-1 lead.
I can see both teams taking the neutral position because of what's happened in the first period. So.
Right. Exactly. All right. I was busy talking, trying to find all this too much paperwork in front of me. You're supposed to pay attention to that out there.
Uh-huh.
All right, Syracuse has got him laying flat again like we pretty much were in the first. Now you can try to run a half on the left side. But Brandon does a good job of bringing that left elbow down to peel it off. Still, now we're going to get called for stalling on the bottom. Brandon gets called for stalling. No movement to try and build up. The referee doesn't like what he sees out there. Now he calls Green for stalling.
Yep.
And again, I did not think they were out of bounds, but he stopped the match and warned Green for stalling as well.
Troy, Brandon wasn't out last year, correct?
He was out.
He was out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So Syracuse cuts Brandon, lets him go to his feet, give him that one-point escape, so it's 9-2. And again, Connor's going to take the shot. Brandon does a decent job of sprawling here.
Got to keep his weight down.
Yep. So Connor will get another three-point takedown. Get 12-2. Now, Tech Fall in high school wrestling is 15 points. Well, right now, it's a 10-point spread. So, Connor Gates has a 10-point lead with 30 seconds left here in the second. And the referee doesn't like what he's... What's he calling here? Blood? He's stopped the match. He's looking at Brandon for some blood. Now, the trainer comes out to wipe the Syracuse wrestler down. And these are the hard things with having blood timeouts in high school wrestling. With the trainer right here, we're going to keep it. We're not going to send it back to Erin. We're staying here. She's walking off the mat. Yep. All right. So, all she did was kind of wipe his lip a little bit, so he must have had a bloody lip, Connor Gates does. But again, starting back, Brandon's on the bottom. It's a nice little sit out here. But now it comes to his feet, having trouble finishing. Got to sit up. There we go. Arched his back.
Did a little bit of a hip heist there and stuff. So
Brandon will get the one-point escape. Makes it 12-3 with 20 seconds left in the second.
Now, well, right now they're just tied up in the center of the mat. And Brandon's got to get his elbows in so he don't get that double on him again. Ooh, and he's got to be ready. Got to be ready. He's trying.
Oh, we gave him the three right at the buzzer.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure there was control there.
I don't think so either, but nobody's arguing anything, so we're going to let it go. 15-3, start the third period here.
And they're going neutral. Syracuse is choosing neutral this time.
Well, no. Brandon Fainter chose bottom.
Okay.
And then Syracuse decided to cut him to go neutral.
Okay.
So 15-4, Connor Gates leads Brandon Fainter to start the third period here.
Now, he's got to keep his weight down. He wants to get high when he comes around. He don't keep weight down on that.
Yep, he had a nice shot, but couldn't finish it. Now Syracuse just counters and gets the three-point takedown to make it 18-4.
Good stuff, so.
Syracuse on top looking for a half on the right side. He's got him stretched out.
He's doing a good job fighting that half and getting back out, so.
Brandon gets the escape and goes back to our feet, 18-5 with a minute 20 left.
He's getting his elbows high and getting in on a shot. There's that three again.
There's a three takedown, and that will be the tech fall to stop the match with a minute 11 left in the third. Connor Gates will have a tech fall victory over Brandon Fainter of Fall City. You're listening to High School Radio on KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Syracuse High School. We have our third and final JV match of the night. For Fall City, it'll be Nolan Nicholson, freshman, and for Syracuse, it'll be Aiden Velasco. All right, so Nolan got a right-hand collar tie. Now he fights off Aiden's collar tie. So again, both of these are 215 pounders, just like the match previous was, on paper anyway.
Both are just locked up in the middle, and they need to get head position, and he's just trying to turn on a headlock, and it's not going to work. He's got to punch through on it with these big boys. Going to be in trouble facing.
Got to turn, Nolan. Nolan tried the headlock. Aiden threw it, elbowed out of it, and Aiden's going to do a back trip and bring him to the mat for the three-point takedown. Minute 20 left in the first. Aiden Velasco takes a 3-0 lead over Nolan Nicholson.
You've got us flat again, Coach, and we've got to get our feet involved and our hips involved.
Nolan's got his left leg underneath. He builds up. He stands up. We've got.
There we go.
Should be one escape. There we go.
He got his feet involved. That's important.
Referee awarded the escape. 3-1. Back to our feet. We have 1 minute left in the first.
We got to get out of that ear to ear. We got to get more head positioning and stuff, and work on some things other than just being ear to ear and looking for that headlock.
Nolan's just got a right hand tie. Now he
almost
getting in trouble with his right hand tie. Got it out of position. Got his elbow out. Now he's got an underhook. Aiden does on his left side. There we go. Now we're just doing a little hand fighting on our feet here.
We still got to get that head position, Coach.
We're doing ear to ear, which is not good. Nolan takes a fireman shot here.
Now come on up. Keep coming.
He's got it. He's got to keep working through it.
Keep driving your feet.
Keep that elbow.
There you go. Step over. There you go. Drive him on his back. There you go.
Right arm across. There we go. Nolan's got a three-point takedown with 5 seconds left in the first.
He did a good job. Keep driving through, Coach. Keep pressing.
Nice firemans by your freshman Nolan Nicholson. And again, 215, you don't see a lot of firemen.
You don't see that too much.
No, you don't.
He stayed on that elbow hard and kept fighting through it.
So Green had choice there. They chose to defer. Nolan looks to Coach Kraft, and he's going to take bottom.
I don't know if it's a true fireman, if it was more of a Kelly tip, Coach.
Yeah, right. All right, we're going to have locked hands.
Well, we got locked hands on here.
Here's that free move option.
Yeah.
Ooh. Didn't get enough time, though.
Didn't make it. Didn't get a chance to work out of it.
Yeah. So 1 point for Nolan. Aiden Velasco, Syracuse had locked hands on top. So now it's 5-3. Nolan's ahead. Second period. Nolan's Syracuse Aiden's riding high. Got a lot of weight on Nolan.
Oh, boy.
Now he's got a shoulder or a half in. Got Nolan turned. Nolan's trying to come out the backside.
Keep your elbow down, Nolan. Keep pushing. Keep pushing.
There you go. He's coming out. Popping our head. There you go. Nolan's going to give up four near fall, but he gets one escape.
Get the weight down.
We're going to stop this for something. I don't know why we stopped
calling. I don't either.
Minute 25 left in the second. Syracuse leads 7-6. We are back to neutral. Nolan's got a right-hand tie. And Aiden from Syracuse is just kind of pushing on us.
He's got to punch through hard. He's got to punch through hard. He's not punching through.
Nolan trying that headlock but not getting anywhere. Aiden
gets
a good job countering it and gets the pin. With a minute 7 left in the second period, Aiden Velasco of Syracuse will get the pin over Nolan Nicholson. That is our last JV match of the night. We're going to do the national anthem and varsity introductions, and then we'll get ready to wrestle. So we're going to send it back to Aaron in the studio for maybe 5 minutes. We'll see what happens. You're listening to High School Radio on KTANC, AM 1230, MSCSports.net.
This wrestling season, the action doesn't stop on the mat. It comes alive on the air. Fall City Wrestling Club is proud to help sponsor every slam, takedown, and victory on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. From hometown heroes to unforgettable rivalries, we're excited to bring you the matches, the moments, and the excitement all season long. It's time to support the athletes who make Fall City and the surrounding communities proud. Fall City Wrestling Club, building strength, building character, building champions. On and off the mat.
Looking to build your dream home or finally tackle that kitchen remodel? Since 2010, Jackson Construction has been your locally trusted, family-owned construction service, specializing in new homes, additions, decks, and more. Co-owners Joe and Rachel Jackson aren't just another project team. They're a part of your local community. So call Joe today at 402-245-8360 to talk over your next building project. Jackson Construction. Building quality. Building trust. Building with you.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cool. We'll see mostly clear skies for this evening, a low around 18, and south winds breezy at times, gusts up to around 20 miles per hour. A warmer day on Friday, high around 40 with mostly sunny skies, and southwest winds gusting at times up to around 20 miles per hour. Winds will be lighter as we look ahead toward Friday night. West winds up to around 10 miles per hour with a low around 19 and partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy skies forecast as we look ahead toward Saturday, high around 38 with south winds breezy, gusts up to around 20 miles per hour. Winds are forecast to switch to the northeast as we look ahead towards Saturday night with that front rolling through, but we'll see gusts up to around 20 miles per hour with isolated rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, dip back to around 20. Not a lot of warming on Sunday, high around 25, still breezy and mostly cloudy. Cloud cover will linger into Sunday night too as we drop back to around 9 above. Sunshine is back on Monday, warmer temperatures forecast to a high around 36. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 23 degrees.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees, our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Aaron, do you hear me? High School, as we're doing a coin toss in the middle of the mat. Coach, you want to talk about the coin toss and how important this is right here?
Well, to me it was important. Depends on how your lineup worked, where you wanted to have either odds or even,
yep,
and stuff. And so sometimes everybody's playing a little game and when you're in a duel, to try to win that duel. So
yep,
it kind of makes a difference whether you get the odds or even matches. It might be a difference on how you pair up with the other team.
So Falls City won that coin toss. All right, I'm not for sure what they chose, odd or even. We won't know that because we'll just figure that out here in the first match. So at 1:26 will be the first match tonight. All right, again, during the weigh-ins, they pull out of the hat, or however the referee wants to do it, to determine who's going to weigh in first, and then that will also be the first match of the night. To try to take the pressure off the heavyweight, like it always was until about, what, 99, 2000, when they started changing that a little bit? Or was it even later?
I think it was even later.
Okay.
I want to say it was maybe around 05, 06, somewhere in there, Coach.
Yeah. But just try and make things different so the pressure's not always on the heavyweight to finish the duel.
Right. And it wasn't mandatory initially, and it's still not mandatory, is it, Coach?
I think it is, but some coaches decide other little things, you know.
Yep.
Some of our sponsors tonight, Halbert Dunn & Burns, providing quality legal services to individuals and businesses in southeast Nebraska. Community Medical Center in Falls City, a century of quality care and making a difference. The Falls City Wrestling Club, building strength, building character, building champions on and off the mat. So at 126 pounds, our corporate sponsor is the Falls City Wrestling Club, and Blake Warren will receive the forfeit. Falls City will be open. All right, so the Salt Sacred Syracuse, ranked 10th in Class B this year, found that out last night. They'll have 16 points off the forfeit to start off here. So at 132 pounds, big sponsor here, Jackson Construction, will have Tristan Randall taking on state qualifier Oliver McIntosh of Syracuse. And again, we're assuming this is Oliver. Pretty sure it is. Coach Goble said he wasn't going to do any moving people around. So we got a problem with the clock. It's set at 20 minutes. They don't want to wrestle 20 minutes in the first period, Coach.
I don't believe so.
There we go. At 2 minutes. Referee started it. Now they got the clock moving.
Yeah.
Again, McIntosh, state qualifier, against your freshman Tristan Randall. Tristan's got lots of experience, though. He's went through the club all of this since kindergarten. Tristan takes a nice fireman shot here.
He's got a Kelly trying to go. He's got a Kelly.
Does a good defense here on their feet. McIntosh counters Tristan's move, and they're back to neutral. Minute 30 left here in the first. McIntosh takes a shot on the left side. Randall does a good job of
counting. Gotta get ready. Hits down.
McIntosh is in on the leg, but again, Randall does a good job countering it. Taps the head, takes a shot. He's got a headlock set up, and throws it. He's got a nice headlock here. Minute 10, right in the middle of the mat, nowhere to go.
He's got to learn to push back. Keep it tight. Follow. There you go.
McIntosh is a state qualifier, so he knows how to fight out of that. But he does give up 5 points right there. 3 takedown. There should be more than 2 near fall on that. He had more than that. But anyway, that's what the referee's got on him. 5-0. Tristan Randall leads with 45 seconds left in the first. Randall's putting the left leg in.
Grab the ankle. There you go.
Tristan's got him sprawled down. But McIntosh kicks the leg out. Now we're going to get McIntosh going to get back to his feet for a one-point escape. 30 seconds left in the first. Randall leads 5-1.
Well, right now they're just kind of out in the middle of the ring. All they got to do, and he needs to just maybe control wrist because McIntosh has got a lot of length.
And when you say a lot of length, you mean he's tall.
Yes. He's got a lot of length in his arms, and he's a tall kid. So
they're just kind of feeling each other out here with 2 seconds left. So end of the first, and Syracuse has a choice.
I will say, Tristan just about as tall as him, and he's got quite a bit of length in his arms as well.
We're going neutral to start the second. Randall leads 5-1 over state qualifier McIntosh.
Make sure you stay in position.
McIntosh comes in hard with a right-handed underhook, pushes Tristan to the out-of-bounds.
Circle on it.
Does a good job scrambling.
Keep your elbow down.
Okay. Tristan fights out of it. We're back to center of the mat, neutral. Again, Syracuse has got a mat light here. I took a picture and sent it out on Facebook for people that want to watch some wrestling underneath the light.
I think Tristan would do some good if he would, well,
give
if
up.
He would have controlled the wrist there.
There you go. Gave up a 3-point takedown. Randall leads 5-4 with a minute 15 left in the second. Right, McIntosh has got a half in on the right. Randall does a good job building to his base. Got to
control one hand if he can. Move his hips. Get his hips involved.
Now Randall's right in the middle of the mat. Now he builds to his base. There you go. Now he hits a sit out. But McIntosh does a good job countering it. Randall's got a leg, but that's got to get him in trouble here. He exposes his back. He doesn't give up any points, though. Now McIntosh scrambles back to behind position.
On his sit out there, he got his hips a little bit extended. He's got to make sure he changes. Now he's getting
right
too
there.
Far out. He's getting too far out.
Exactly what you said. And he got sucked back to McIntosh pulled him back to his back.
Yeah.
But again, didn't give up any near fall.
So far, he's got his arm caught up, but hopefully he's working back up. Turn his hip away. He's in trouble.
30 seconds left, and we're giving up near fall. McIntosh is working hard here on the top. Tristan's got to get his feet in the mat and start bridging and pushing. And he got a funky. Yep. McIntosh will get the pin with 9 seconds left in the second period. So, again, at 1:32, Jackson Construction, one of our sponsors. We'll send it back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to wrestling on KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1.
This wrestling season, the action doesn't stop on the mat. It comes alive on the air. Fall City Wrestling Club is proud to help sponsor every slam, takedown, and victory on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. From hometown heroes to unforgettable rivalries, we're excited to bring you the matches, the moments, and the excitement all season long. It's time to support the athletes who make Fall City and the surrounding communities proud. Fall City Wrestling Club, building strength, building character, building champions, on and off the mat.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fall City is taking on Tristan Cisco.
He was a state qualifier last year as well.
I don't think so. Stupid Dick isn't. I don't. From what I got off the NSA website, he wasn't. Not last year. Maybe 2.
Okay.
But Cisco gets a takedown here. Leads 3-0 over Cottle.
He's a solid wrestler. I know that.
Got a half in on the right side. And gets that elbow out there on Cade. We're going to be in trouble, but Cade does a good job of breaking that down. But we still got to get that half out of there.
Yeah.
Got to, again, Matt
Syracuse
Fisco
is really being aggressive with their half.
And he pulled him, did that negative pull to get him onto his belly.
Yeah.
This is going to be trouble for Connell right here with a minute left in the first period. He's on his back. He's doing a good job with feet in the Mac bridging, trying to swivel one way or the other, left and right. Right now he's pushing to the left.
He's going to get feet in the Mac.
Oh, there we go. Gives up the fall with 52 seconds left in the first period. Tristan Fisco will pin Cade Cottle of Fall City at the 138-pound Halbert Dunn and Burns. We'll send her back to Aaron in the studio. He listens to KTNC AM 1230 FM 107.1.
Looking to build your dream home or finally tackle that kitchen remodel? Since 2010, Jackson Construction has been your locally trusted, family-owned construction service, specializing in new homes, additions, decks, and more. Co-owners Joe and Rachel Jackson aren't just another project team. They're a part of your local community. So call Joe today at 402-245-8360 to talk over your next building project. Jackson Construction. Building quality. Building trust. Building with you.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
They got that half on again, Coach.
Yep.
They got pressure forward with it. We got to get our elbow down and be ready for it. Control it. They're just coming after us.
Buried that half. Cottle fought it for about 15 seconds there, but now he's got taken to his back. And again, we got our feet in the mat. We're doing what we're supposed to do, getting our hips turned.
He got rolled through.
There we go. Gave up four near fall, though, so it's going to be 7-0 Steubendick over Collier with a minute 12 left in the first. Now we got a chicken wing run in here by Steubendick. Got him in the left side, but evidently arm come up to potentially dangerous, and the referee will stop it.
Well, they're getting reset out there
yeah.
in the center of the mat, Coach. I will say, Syracuse being ranked 10, they're definitely showing as far as their aggressiveness on
yeah.
in the up position.
And Collier trying to do a sit out here, and he again got his hips too far away, and Steubendick does a good job countering it. Now he's got that half buried on the right side, and again he's got that elbow out on Collier, and that's going to be tough to fight out.
He did so far, now, Coach, and now he's coming the opposite side.
Yep. Collier's doing a decent job, but man, those elbows got just strung out there, and got those halves in deep when those elbows come out. And Caden's going to get turned to his back here with 30 seconds left. Caden again, beating the mat, bridging, pushing, doing what he needs to do. But again, Steubendick is a state qualifier, ranked 7th in the state, and he will pin Caden Collier with 22 seconds left here at the 144-pound weight. We'll send it back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to High School Wrestling on KTNC AM 1230 FM 107.1.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Got a right-hand collar tie. Break. Good reset. Orion's got some nice pink shoes on. Don't know the reference to it, but they're nice. A little bit different.
I think Orion could be in the hunt if he could stay healthy throughout the year, Coach.
And when you say be in the hunt, you mean
going to state.
Going to state.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. His freshman year, he was in the hunt, took a concussion at districts, and then last year he was doing just as well and took a shoulder injury and had trouble. But he's given up a takedown here, but here's that out of bounds. Orion's foot steps off the mat onto the wood, so the referee had to call out of bounds there, even though Caden Kanacki had his foot in bounds. So still tied at zero with a minute 15 left in the first.
I think he needs to become a little more aggressive. He's a little bit timid here.
Kanacki just controlling this and pushing him straight back, and yeah. Orion's going to get called for stalling. Back and straight up, not side to side. Again, that lateral movement, we got to get more of.
Yes, yes.
Cottrell's got an overhook on the left side.
long kid here that he's wrestling again. He just got to get his hips down. He can't muscle.
Mackey in on that shot. Got Orion in a little bit of trouble here. Orion's laying flat on his hip. Kanacki steps over and hooks a leg. Cottrell still got him locked up in
the crotch
area.
Yep.
And referee's going to give three takedown right there with 30 seconds left. Okay, so Orion lets go of the crotch lift and goes flat to his belly so he can build up and move off from here.
Guess I've been watching too much college wrestling, Coach, because that would have never happened in college with three takedown.
I would agree with you. All right, but Syracuse, Caden Kanacki leads 3-0 with 10 seconds left in the first. Got a half grade on the left side. Orion's built up to his base.
He's running out of time. He needs to try to get one.
Okay. Buzzer here for the first period. Caden Kanacki of Syracuse leads 3-0 over Ryan Cottrell. It's Red's choice. Orion looks to Coach Kraft, and we're going to go neutral. All right, neutral position. Syracuse leads 3-0. Team score, Syracuse leads 24-0. Again, Syracuse is ranked number 10 in Class B with 5 returning state qualifiers, one of them a state champion. We have yet to see tonight. Neutral position. A lot of hand fighting. Caden Kanacki with the right hand collar tie. Orion does a good job getting underneath of it. Got that. Hooking him up on the left hand, or left side.
He needs to get his head position. He's getting beat in the head position battle right now.
And again, what Coach Wendell means by the head position, Syracuse has got his head driving hard into Orion's ear, and that's not where we want to be. You got to get squared up and get forehead to forehead. Orion takes a nice shot. He's in on it at the left leg, but Caden is going to do Kanacki. Does a good sprawl. No points. Back to our feet. Still 3-0, Caden Kanacki with 1 minute left in the second.
You know, need to get some lateral movement here.
Orion does some stuff up top, and he's going to push him straight out of bounds, and nope, no call for stalling there on Syracuse. All right, still neutral, 3-0, Caden Kanacki leads Orion Cottrell, 45 seconds left in the second.
I would say Kanacki's doing a good job tying up.
Stepped on his Orion's foot there to set up a takedown.
Uh-huh.
Got his knee behind Orion's foot.
He needs to come up. He needs to put pressure on it. He needs to get that front quarter on. Push that head down. Keep that front quarter in there. Don't give up the front quarter. Up the front quarter.
Orion gave it up, but tried to stand straight up and not from there. Still got his right leg caught.
We're in trouble here now, Coach. We're getting up hip.
Going out of bounds, and the referee will call that 3 takedown with 3 seconds left in the second on the out of bounds.
Yeah.
All right. So Kanacki leads 6-0 after 2 periods, and it's Syracuse's choice, and he's going to choose top. Now, you don't see that very often.
He must be pretty solid on top.
He got a 6-point lead. 2 minutes left, takes top. So Orion Cottrell on the bottom. All right, tries to hit the stand up, and Kanacki counters it, puts him down flat. He's got a chicken wing in on the left side. Hooking up that elbow. He's got the right hand underneath, got the wrist, and he's rolling him over. Kanacki's going to score some back points. No, Orion does a good job. He broke the grip, pushed his feet in the mat.
Grab his wrist there and do a Elkhorn or Peterson.
That would be a roll off the bottom for those of you that don't. He's got the leg hooked. He's got it. He's got it set up.
All he's got to do is set his hip through, Coach.
Yep. He's got it.
No, he lost the arm over there now.
Yep. All right. He goes back to flat. Let's go of the leg. And the referee's going to stop it for some blood action here. And again, we'll keep it right here right now because, again, the trainer steps out on the mat. And it's going to be blood time on Syracuse. Right, she's going to walk off the mat with him. So with that, we'll send it back to Aaron in the studio for a 30-second break. And listen to High School Wrestling on KTNC AM 1230 FM 107.1.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Syracuse, is that their AD out there sweeping up, mopping up the blood?
No.
No.
I don't know. It looks like an assistant coach.
Syracuse assistant coach out there cleaning up the blood on the mat. And we restart the third period.
Got here. Locked hands on him.
There you go. Free move. Free move. Try the Grampy. Standing Grampy. Again, when we say free move, that means the top man locks his hands. The bottom wrestler cannot lose anything off a free move. He's just going to go for broke and do whatever he can. So nothing happens here. We get to 1 point for a penalty. So 6-1, Kanacki leaves Cottrell. Cottrell on the bottom. Minute left here in the third. Trailing by five.
He's got to get a little hand control underneath there.
Kanacki riding hard on the left side. Got his right leg in as well. All right, we're trying to bring him back with this right leg hook. And Orion gets his head up. Now he gets the reversal. There's a two-point reversal. Orion Cottrell, 40 seconds to go, trails by three.
I think he needs to try to turn him, Coach.
Well, again, with 30 seconds left, you got to turn him or cut him now and hope for that takedown.
Well, hasn't had much success on his feet, so
right.
He might as well go and try to get him turned.
Yep. 24 seconds. Cottrell trails by three in the third period. Got warning green. The referee doesn't think Syracuse is doing anything. And again, he's just doing enough to stay out of a bad position. Cottrell tries a cross face on the left.
He needs to get off his hips, though, when he does it.
Yep. Got to get off to the side.
Got to get out there and take a chance. There you go.
Trying to three-quarter stack. Not going to work. There's the end of the third period. Caden Kanacki at 150 pounds will beat Orion Cottrell 6-3. CMC, again, is your corporate sponsor. Aaron, we'll send it back to you for another 30-second break on KTNC AM 1230, MSCSports.net.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Class sponsor for this one, Braden Campbell will be for Syracuse, and Ashton Martin will be for Fall City. All right, Ashton Martin, the senior, Braden Campbell. I got it somewhere in all this paperwork where he's at. Braden Campbell's a sophomore. All right? Sophomore Braden Campbell from Syracuse. Senior Ashton Martin from Fall City. Team score is now 33-0. Syracuse, again, ranked number 10th in Class B, has a lead over Fall City. And again, we're at 165 now. Neutral position. Ashton has trying to get his right hand under on the collar tie, but fighting the left hand too, getting underneath the collar tie of Campbell. Again, that head position is not great. Martin takes a shot on the left. Campbell does a good job countering it. Back to our feet. Right in the middle of the white center of the mat. Again, Syracuse has got a mat light here. Martin on the on the right hand collar tie.
He wants to go to the opponent's left leg. He needs to be circling to his left to bring that leg to him instead of away from him.
That's a big stretch right there and puts him out of position.
Yes, yes.
Got out of position. Martin did, but we countered it and went back to our feet, still tied to zero with a minute left in the first. Doing a lot of collar tying up here. Again, you get to these upper weights. A little bit different strategy as you wrestle. Campbell's got a right-hand collar tie. Again, Mark does a good job getting underneath of it, breaking it out. He tries to take a shot, but a little too far away.
He's got got to be moving his feet laterally more, Coach. So
got his underhooks in, looking for that 5-point throw, and we don't get it.
Got to keep it tight. He didn't give up nothing, though.
Nope. Did a good job. Campbell got his arms out of it, but now gets the 3-point takedown on Ashton Martin with 12 seconds left here in the first period. Braden Campbell takes a 3-point lead on the takedown. We're close to the out of bounds here with 4 seconds left. And Ashton takes a move. And again, not a bad move right there on the.
No, no. He gave up that takedown, Coach, when he was. He forgot to remember to push the head down. He tried to go into a more of a, what I call, muscle move or something, like flipping him over instead of just
trying to hit
keeping
that.
It basic, keeping it basic.
Trying to hit what used to be an old 5-point move, now it could be a 7-point move.
Yeah.
All right. And again, we're too busy talking. We don't remember who had choice there, but Martin's on the bottom, and he hits a nice stand-up and countered
Fall
it.
Fall City had choice. Coach.
Okay. So Martin shows bottom, trailing 3-0 here in the second. Again, right now, Braden Campbell's got Ashton flat. Martin builds up. Now we're got to get our head up off the mat. There we go. Hit a sit-out. Turn in. Not there. Campbell does a good job of following him. Campbell reaching under, pulls that elbow underneath, pulls Martin to his back. And again, Martin's all the way out of bounds, but again, 1 point all has to be inbounds is Campbell, and that's his feet. So Campbell's going to get 4-point near fall right there, and then just wisely goes out of bounds. So that'll make it, should be 7. Maybe that's a 3-point near fall out there. I couldn't see as far away, and he was out of the light.
Yes.
So it must have been a 3-point near fall because it's 6-0 up on the board. Braden Campbell has a 6-0 lead over Ashton Martin. Minute 17 in the second. Martin does a good sit out.
He's got to do some hand controlling there. He can't just roll around. He's getting his hips extended again.
And again, by hand control, you mean Martin on the bottom has got to find the wrist of Campbell on top.
Right.
You control the wrist, you control the match.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you're at on the match. At, control the wrist. But Martin's having a tough time. Campbell's doing a pretty good job of keeping that pressure forward, keeping it flat.
Yep. Kind of working that one hand and keeps working on it.
Now he steps out and does that negative pull and gets Martin flat. And Ashton's got to fight out of that left hand a half. Now he's getting his head up. Now we go. There we go. He broke the half. Ashton's trailing 6-0 with 20 seconds left here in the second. Got a going to be a potentially dangerous there. Syracuse had a kind of a chicken wing in, but had it in, and the angle went up. Too much pressure on the shoulders. So potentially dangerous. Referee will stop it. Martin will come back here and get reset. 17 seconds left in the second. Campbell leads Martin 6-0. Martin does a nice stand up here. Got to do something with it. Campbell lifts him and brings him back to the mat. Martin does a good job coming and sitting, but now we roll to our belly, and this is where we get in trouble.
Yep. That's where we get in trouble, Coach.
There we go. End of the second period. Braden Campbell of Syracuse has a 6-0 lead over Ashton Martin of Fall City.
He chose up. Right.
Syracuse chose up. Again, that's the second time we've seen that. But again, 6-0 lead. He knows he can control him. Or the first two periods, he's controlled him successfully.
We got to get, Mr. Martin's got to get himself where he keeps his hips underneath him better. Oh, we got a locked in here, Coach.
In.
Free roll.
There they go. Martin hits a nice roll or sit out, comes back to a roll. He'll get the 1-point escape and get the 1-point penalty for locked hands. We are neutral here, even though it doesn't look neutral if you're watching on the video. And we're going to get called out of bounds here. So it should be 6-2. The scoreboard only says 1. Should be 1 escape, 1 penalty. All right? Should be 6-2 here in the third period, minute 38 left. The referee just explaining to the scoreboard that it should be 2. Yep, okay. All right, so neutral position, minute 38 left. Martin trails by 4. Martin underhooking on the right side. Trying to underhook on the right side. Again, Braden Campbell got a 4-point lead here. He just kind of can stay away right here. But he takes a nice shot on the left side and is going to get the 3-point takedown over Ashton Martin. I mean, 9-2 with a minute 15 left.
Well, Coach, come in here when I don't. We're laying pretty flat, and we're just going aggressive on. Syracuse is going aggressive on top of us, and we got to get up and move our hips and control a hand. We're back to the same thing. We do that, we got a shot.
Campbell lifts Ashton up, but Ashton, when he brings it down, he lands on his knees right where he's supposed to be. Had good position. But now Campbell gets his toes in the mat and puts the pressure forward and puts Martin flat. And Martin having a tough time on his base position. Now he goes to his belly with 35 seconds left, trailing 9-2.
He's got to get his head off the mat and keep pushing back. Syracuse is doing a great job.
Yeah.
Putting pressure forward on us.
Right. Running that half right here, Syracuse is on the right side. Martin does a great job pinning it down, and now he's back to his feet. Now we just got to, go out of bounds. All right, 14 seconds left. Ashton trails 9-2 here in the third period. Again, we need a 7-point move with 14 seconds left to get it to a tie. And Braden Campbell's pretty tough on top. Martin hits the sit out to the left. Campbell's again going to pick him up and bring him back down. But Martin does a great job. We got locked hands again when Martin went to the mat. And Martin tries to roll through, but we're going to stop the match with 3 seconds left and get another penalty point. So it's 9-3. Ashton trails Braden Martin of Syracuse at 165. And your corporate sponsor here of the weight class is Halbert, Dunn, and Burns. Martin does a nice stand up. Will not get the point as time expires. So Braden Campbell of Syracuse will win at 165 over Ashton Martin, 9-3. Right, again, at 165, the corporate sponsor, Halbert, Dunn & Burns. Now brings us to 175. Wyatt Higgins of Syracuse. Fall City will be open. El Camino is our sponsor here at 175. El Camino, an electrical service you can count on. Syracuse takes the 6 points from the forfeit at 175. Now 190, this could be an interesting one. Brody Brandt, qualifier from last year, ranked number 7, is going up against your freshman Brantley Sales. Brantley, again, has had a lot of experience through the club. Been wrestling a long time, but again, a freshman against a qualifier, so this should be, and on paper, should be interesting. At 190, your weight class sponsor is F&M Bank. All right, doing a little bit of hand fighting here in the first 10 seconds. Ooh,
he got Brandt, that faked out there, man.
Brandt had a nice single leg and caught Sells off balance and took him to the mat for the 3-point lead. Now he's just going to turn him loose, give him the 1-point escape, because, again, here's that new rule out of bounds. 1 foot, referee's going to call it, he doesn't like it. So he calls him out of bounds. We're still neutral. Back to the center, minute 29. Again, Brody Brandt, qualifier from last year, ranked number 7 this year, has a 3-1 lead over freshman Brandy Sells. All right. Here we go. Brandt has a nice fake. And takes Brantley with a double leg and takes it straight to his back and puts a half in. But Brantley does a good job fighting out of it. But now it's got the half back in. Brandt.
He's got kind of a Turk on him.
Got him on his back and he's going to get the pin. 7th ranked in the state in Class B, Brody Brandt, 190, pins Brantley Sells with 55 seconds left in the first at 190. F&M Bank was your weight class sponsor here. All right, at 215 pounds for Syracuse would be Marcus Barone, and I apologize on that if I'm saying it wrong, against your senior Jaden Morales. Morales of Fall City at 215. Community Medical Center will be your weight class sponsor here. Again, the team score is out of reach for Fall City. They're trailing 48-0 against the number 10 ranked team in Class B. In Fall City is in Class C. That's always a good, tough battle with Syracuse. All right, Morales trying to get the right hand underhook. Going to bid both hands underhook and lift him up, but we're going to go out of bounds. both hand, that's a double underhook right there, Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
You like those muscle moves like that.
Well, they're not necessarily muscle moves if you do them right.
Yeah, you do them right.
Get your weight down. He's trying to muscle in here instead of keep his weight down. He's got to keep his weight down.
Baron of Syracuse in on the shot from Rowan. Doing a good job getting him flat. Now we just got to spin.
This is where he can hit a reverse happy and get that leg free.
Baron has got Morales' right leg all tied up.
He built back up.
Yep, Baron built back to his base. No points awarded here.
Nope.
Nobody's got control of the hips. No takedown awarded. Morales does a great job.
Oh,
keep that leg. Jaden keeps the leg.
Baron. Double.
There you go, finish it.
Nope.
45 seconds left. Nope, we didn't get it. It's going to go back to our feet. We're both.
You need to do a step right there. You should have stepped. Push the head down. There you go. Reshock.
Got his front quarter.
There you go. Now pick it up.
Finish. There we go. Morales takes his ankle pick. Let's do a double leg. Mm-hmm. There you go. As they go out of bounds.
That's the way to keep pressure on him.
But, as you say, he kept moving. He kept the pressure on him. All right? Didn't relax and just kept it on him and get that ankle pick to a double leg to a three-point takedown. Jaden Morales in the first period, 30 seconds left, leads 3-0. Referee blows the whistle. Morales putting the left leg in. Nope.
What the dog?
Morales had the left leg in, but I think Brody Brandt kicked him out of it. I'm sorry, Marcus Barone. I got the wrong name there. Marcus Barone kicked him out over the top. We're getting a two-point reversal now, but Morales quickly gets the escape. So 4-2 Morales. That's good action there in the last 20 seconds.
Yeah. Good again, match here going, brother.
2 15-pounders. We got some action. At the end of the first period here, Jaden Morales of Fall City has a 4-2 lead over Marcus Barone. I think I'm saying it right. I'm sorry if I'm not. Syracuse's choice, they defer. Fall City will take bottom. So again, Morales of Fall City at 215 pounds, leading by 2 in the second period, chooses bottom. But again, what we've seen from Syracuse all night on the top position, toes in the mat, pressure down. We've got Morales broke down flat to his belly. Morales trying to build up. Going to hit, running on his head, doing what he's supposed to do, is doing what he's taught. Butt in the air, moving. There you go. He gets to his feet, but we go out of bounds. But again, he went to that tripod position, doing exactly what he's supposed to do, head down, butt up, but moving the feet, but he just got his arms all tied up.
Guy's arms tied up, got him a little ways away from his what I call the power position, away from his body, where his core's at. He can get him back in. Oh, kid tried to cradle on him and didn't.
Couldn't lock up that cradle.
Morales
gets an escape.
You can control a hand, what we struggled with tonight from the bottom.
All right, Morales leads 5-2 in the second period over Barron. Minute 20 left.
Need to get some inside position.
Got a front headlock hooked up, Morales does.
He needs to get weight down, though, Coach.
Yep.
He gets his weight down.
Trying that. Not a double under. I'm trying to figure out what he's got here. Right arm under, left arm over. So over under. We got warning green, pushed backing out of the circle. Warning stalling on Syracuse. 58 seconds left in the second. Morales leads 5-2. There's your head-to-head. That's a good position for the moment for Morales.
Yeah, I wish he'd get his elbow down a little bit, Coach.
The right elbow down, because Syracuse, they're looking for that fireman, and he hit it. Morales does a good job countering it. Now he's going to give it up. Syracuse will get a three-point takedown here with 38 seconds left to tie the match at 5. Morales builds up off his belly to his base. Now we hit to our feet.
Don't go out. I don't understand why we walk out.
And again, if he would have stayed in bounds and circled, Syracuse would have had to let him go or take a penalty.
Yeah.
All right, but referee calls him out of bounds and reset with 23 seconds left. Morales on the bottom, Barron on top.
I think both of them are a little tired, Coach.
And you expect that in the first match of the year.
Yeah.
You don't want them to peak right now.
No.
But Morales does a good job getting the escape. He leads 6-5 with 10 seconds left.
Now he needs to wrestle smart here at the end of this period.
Yeah.
Again, he's got a right hand underhook, and he's just going to keep it there. After two, Morales leads 6-5. Syracuse's choice, and they're going to go bottom this time. Again, Morales of Fall City leads Baron of Syracuse 6-5. Syracuse chooses bottom. 215 pounds, Community Medical Center, our weight class sponsor.
He needs to get a little pressure forward on him. Tie him up. Control a wrist if you can.
He is top heavy, Morales. Can't see if he's got anything controlled enough.
No,
he got
a little high again.
Baron gets the escape. We're tied at 6 with 1:30 left in this match.
He needs to keep his elbow down. There you go.
He had this earlier, a little ankle pick, single leg. Now it goes. There you go.
Nothing yet,
but he's doing what he needs to do. There it is, take down Morales.
Did a good job with that little ankle pick.
Yeah. He hit that peek out through the legs.
Yep.
Ooh. I think he was coming hard with the, yeah. Morales coming hard with the cross face. Taking unsportsmanlike for one, but that's okay. Again, let him know. This is what we talked about on the write-up when you were talking about playing defense in football. Let him know. You know? All right, Morales leads 9-7. 1:15 left over Marcus Baron.
Hopefully he don't get high here.
He got the left leg in, but again, we're sitting on our hip. There we go. Ah. Morales is in a little bit of trouble here.
Baron right in front quarter, keep the head pushed down. Push the head down is what he's got to do.
1 minute left.
Keep the weight down on him. Throw the leg. Throw forearm.
Get the legs back. There you go.
Yep.
Kick them back. Keep the head. There we go. Referee's going to call. No, he's going to call stalling on Morales. I don't quite agree with that call either, but again, that's why we're up here not wearing that zebra shirt. We're stalling on Fall City, but we still lead 9-7. No points awarded there. 51 seconds left in the third. Morales, Fall City's got a 2-point lead. But again, he's got to be careful because he has been warned for stalling. Morales got a half in on the left.
He's high.
But we don't have him broke down and he's high. All right. Now he's stuck in the head. Nope. Again,
there you go.
Baron was doing a good job of keeping his head up, and now he
needs to stay on those hips and cover those hips and keep working there.
30 seconds left. We lead. The Fall City leads 9-7 here.
Don't get high.
Got a half on the left side. We got a little bit too far out in front. We're in trouble here. Be smart. Give up the 1 point.
Yep.
9-8 with 10 seconds left. Morales, you can hear the crowd getting into it.
Keep your elbow down.
Syracuse takes a shot. Morales does a good job underhooking it. Now he just got to get his toes or laces down. And there we have the first win of the night for Fall City. Senior Jaden Morales will win 9-8 for Marcus Baron of Syracuse at 215 pounds, your CMC Community Medical Center weight class sponsor. Woo! That was a good one, Coach.
Yeah, it was.
All right, now, again, at 285, the Fall City Wrestling Club will sponsor this one. But state qualifier, ranked number 4 in the state, Hunter Hawley, will take a forfeit against Fall City. All right, again at heavyweight, Hunter Hawley, state qualifier, ranked 4th. Again, taking a forfeit, Fall City will be open at 285. Talking to the boys before weighing tonight, Chase said he had an injury. We won't say where. Won't tip off too many people listening. So now that will take us back to the lightest weight bracket. The 106-pound match will be sponsored by Halbert, Dunn, and Burns. For Syracuse, it will be Grayson Walters, and for Fall City, they will be open. All right, nobody at 106 for Fall City.
Hopefully, we can get somebody down there before the end of the year. We got a couple people who could make the weight.
That weight loss plan is pretty important.
Yes.
At 113, El Camino Electric is sponsoring Dayton Sneeden. Dayton Sneeden, junior for Fall City at 113, taking on Caden Cottle of Syracuse. And Cottle's got some experience here, so this should be a good match on paper. All right, Cottle gets the left leg. Dayton does a good job countering it, but then gets taken down to the mat. So 3-0 Cottle. Syracuse over Sneathan and Fall City here in the first period. Cottle's looking for a cross-face cradle. There you go. Dayton's got that wrist.
Nate was doing a good job controlling an arm.
Tried to do that roll through, sucking the elbow down. Cottle picks him up and brings him back down kind of hard. But Dayton does a good job coming right to his bottom and then builds up to his base. Again, trying to suck that arm underneath right there. Having some trouble.
Okay, he keeps pinching that elbow down. You got to keep pinching them down. They're aggressive with those halves. One side, then the other.
And he's got it in tight on the right side. And again, Dayton's over there on that out of bounds. He's doing a good job at the moment. Cottle does that negative pull and gets Dayton to go flat to his belly, and then he takes him to his back. And Dayton's having a tough time with 50 seconds left here. He's going to get the fall. Caden Cottle of Syracuse will get the fall over Fall City's Dayton Sneathan with 48 seconds left. Again, this weight class sponsored by El Camino Electric. And that will bring up the last match of the night at 120. Your defending state champion, Brock Goble, ranked number one at the moment, against Fall City's freshman, Ryder Holman. 120-pound weight class sponsored by Community Medical Center. So again, here's what Ryder just needs to go and try out and have a little bit of fun and just try some. Because again, he's up against defending state champ, ranked number one in Class B, and Goble's going to take a three-point takedown quick and then cut Ryder for a 3-1. Back to our feet. And Goble, if anybody knows their history, coach's son, related to the Borgs in Fall City. He got a lot of them. And got some his grandparents here watching tonight.
That's a nice elbow wrist slide, man, that Global's doing there. I haven't seen that used in high school wrestling much right now.
Yeah.
I see that more at the collegiate level. So he's picking up some things.
Gets a get in deep on Ryder and takes him down for a 9-2 lead. They're going to go out of bounds. Minute 12 left here in the first. Defending state champion Brock Goble leads Ryder Holman 9-2. And Goble's going to cut him and return him to his feet. Give up to 1 point. Once in neutral. 9-3. Minute 12 left. Ryder taps with the right hand on the head. Now, but Ryder's got to get his wrist clear. All tangled up, and Goble gets in deep on the right side for a three-point takedown. And he's just going to turn Ryder loose. He wants to work some stuff on his feet, leading 12-4 with 1 minute left in the first.
Ryder's got to keep his elbows bent. He's got to not reach at all with Mr. Goble here, because he has a lot of knowledge.
A lot of experience, knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Again, Ryder's a freshman.
Yep.
He's learning. He's got, again, you know, you just have to learn from anybody. He needs to learn from this match. Feel the intensity of what this guy's doing. 18-5 lead with 20 seconds left here in the first. Goble leads over Holman. We're on our knees here, close to the out of bounds. Ryder's trying to fight and get his hands free from underneath. Goble's doing a good job tying up that left arm. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Goes out of bounds as the whistle blows. All right, it's going to be Fall City's choice. Holman looks to Coach Kraft in the corner. Coach Kraft tells him to go bottom. 18-5. Goble again. Coach Kraft knew this was going to happen. He cuts Holman to his feet, so it's 18-6 to start the second period. Again, a 15-point tech ball. Right, Holman takes a shot, but again, Goble does a great job countering it. We'll get the three-point takedown for the technical fall. All right, your defending state champ, Brock Goble, ranked number one in Class B at the moment, defeats Ryder Holman of Fall City, all right, by a tech fall. All right, and now again, that weight class was sponsored by Community Medical Center. All right, and that should conclude the duel as the teams are lining up to shake hands. Again, some of our premier sponsors of tonight's action, Jackson Construction, a locally owned and operated construction company serving the tri-state area, Evident Bank of Falls City, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, El Camino Electric, electrical service you can count on, Albert Dun & Byrne, providing quality legal services to individuals and businesses in southeast Nebraska, Community Medical Center in Falls City, a century of quality care and making a difference, and the Falls City Wrestling Club, building strength, building character, building champions on and off the mat. Coach Wendell, what do you think?
Well, I think for the first outing, I knew we were young and inexperienced in a lot of ways at the high school level.
Yep.
I think we need to go back to the room and work a little bit on the bottom position about finding a hand, at least controlling the one hand so we move, and then learning how to get our feet in the mat on the bottom and going. I was pretty happy with them on their feet as far as trying things. They got to learn practice moving laterally, but that takes time and experience.
Yeah, right.
And stuff. But the bottom's where I think we've got to work at. We're going to be there a lot since we're inexperienced.
So
we,
yeah, that's correct.
That's the place I think we need to work on.
Right.
So, and then when we go to do a sit out, why we are sitting so far out and getting extended.
Yeah. Got to keep our rear end in a little closer.
Yes.
All right. So, again, for the future here coming up, next coverage for KTNC will be Falls City Girls and Boys Basketball right back here against Syracuse tomorrow night. All right. Next, Boys Wrestling. Go ahead.
Football.
Oh, football going on tonight on Sunny 101. All right. Missouri 8-Man State Championships down in St. Joe, Rockport. All right, where are we at on our time? They're 17 minutes into their game. All right, but that's going on right now on Sunny 101.3. All right, for boys wrestling in Falls City, they'll travel to Omaha North Invitational on Saturday. Girls wrestling for Falls City will take place tomorrow at Doan. Again, you said that was 22-team invite.
22-team invite.
Baby, that'll be a big one. All right, girls basketball and boys basketball, we already said it, tomorrow at Syracuse right here. For the Huskers, KTNC listening, Saturday, the women's basketball travels to Penn State at noon, and on Sunday, the men's basketball team will take on in-state rival Creighton at 4. And again, on the Sunny for Sunday, all right, the Kansas City Chiefs will play on Sunday night. Houston comes to town. Now, again, for wrestling on the radio, I want to thank Justin Fluke. He owns this six cooperation business here, and he is helping us put wrestling on the radio. We got five times we're going on. Next Friday will be when we get to the first annual Peru State invite.
Yes.
This is something a bunch of Peru alumni are trying to put together. First time at Peru. So we will have the finals only, again, starting around 2 o'clock-ish. And that's about all we can tell you right now. So next wrestling on the radio, next Friday at Peru. Coach Wendell, anything in last comments?
I like watching volleyball. Go Huskers.
There you go.
Weekend, NCAA.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Creighton's playing tonight on volleyball. Huskers play tomorrow.
Good luck for Creighton, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, Coach Wendell, I want to thanks for making this opportunity great. All right, and we'll look forward to hopefully again next Friday at Peru. Again, you're listening to High School Wrestling, KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1. MSCSports.net. I want to thank Aaron Wisdom back home in the studio. Take it away, Aaron, all yours.